Today, I want to talk about profitability. It's not unusual for a doctor to call after having just launched a major growth campaign. They've added space, equipment, staff, maybe even some marketing. And they could have even reached their growth objectives, only to find that there's nothing in it for them. And that's when the call comes to us. You know, Greg, I did everything I learned at the team seminar, and now I'm just not as profitable as I'd hoped to be. This reminds me of the calls we used to get when doctors would call about saving money. They weren't happy with their savings, and the conversation would be broken into two parts. One was their inability to save money. The other was the feasibility or maybe the consequences of the new home they had just moved into. They might have just moved into a 4,500 square foot home for $1.1 million, were faced now with credit card loans for having bought furniture, shutters, etc., and there was no money saved. And it was hard for them to step back, as it is easy for me to see that they were really, in effect, talking out of both sides of their mouth. At one side, they were talking about saving money. The other side, they're talking about spending themselves beyond recognition. So it can be in practice management, that age-old battle between profit and growth. And that's what I want to talk about getting clear on what you're trying to do and accepting the consequences. And this really brings up the question, can you have it both ways? Can you have growth and profit? Well, to a degree, I strongly suggest that you prioritize these. That you say, for example, to me, your consultant, I want growth and profit, or you say, I want profit and growth in that order. Once I know what you want, I think we can tell you what you want to do. For example, if growth is the priority, let's look at how these problems are solved. For example, space. Well, you just buy more. That might cost $1,500,000 or more to add more space. If, on the other hand, the emphasis was profit and then growth, we'd be looking at adding more hours. What about staff? You're looking to grow, you just go out and buy more staff, the best staff. On the other hand, if profit is the main objective, we're looking to improve or replace the staff you have with better employees. So you're going to have to spend more time recruiting. Are you starting to see a pattern here? You can either solve problems with money. This is what rapid growth will require. Or you can solve problems with systems and with time. And that's what makes profitability. Also, there comes a point when we run out of doctor. We're going to need more of the doctor's time. Well, the growth way to solve that is to hire an associate doctor. Unfortunately, that's not quite as productive. The associate's case average, for example, typically is half that of the owner doctor. The other way to solve it from a profit perspective is for the doctor to get faster and to recondition patients to expect that faster treatment time. On the other hand, if simple growth was the issue, you would add more doctors. Again, under growth, obviously lower prices would trigger faster growth. Well, as you might imagine, growth leads to volume, which leads to overhead. If that was driven by lower prices, I think you can see where this is headed. In fact, it's not just that we're giving up some profit. It's a major profit crunch in the making. Now, let's solve that the other way. Like I said, we tend to throw money at these problems. Lowering price is another way of solving a growth problem with money, simply stimulating the practice with lower prices. How would I solve that problem with a profit perspective? The answer? Yes, I would have a little higher price, maybe even high prices. How high can your prices be? Because if you're sitting here listening to this thinking, well, if higher prices mean more profit, why, I'll just do that. Well, there's a problem. Higher prices ultimately lead to fewer referrals. But there's a trade-off here on all of these. The key to everything we're talking about, you know, when we talk about growth versus profit, the way you bridge these two and get the best of both has to do with the word productivity. That means the ability to get more out of everything you're already paying for. So how do you get more productivity? How do you get more out of what you've already got? It's almost like an equation where there's always a price to pay. The productivity price so often comes down to paying with doctor time. For example, if we want to have less space or get more out of the space we've already got, well, that comes down to the doctor working longer hours. Yes, you got to get faster, but that can only go so far. We've got to have more hours, more days. What about staff? Well, you got to have better staff to be productive. And how do you get better staff? More doctor time spent recruiting and training.